Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Is Dave Blunt really about to die right before our very eyes?
Fans are concerned about the help of rapper Dave Blunt.
Let's be real, rappers aren't exactly known for their healthy lifestyles. Between demanding touring schedules and rampant use, a lot of rap stars have passed away way too young. But we've still never seen a rapper quite like Dave Blunt's. Over the past few years, Dave has risen from a meme rapper to a full-on puppet master behind Kanye West's notorious Nazi era. But as Dave has gotten more famous, his fans have gotten more concerned, and a lot of people are convinced that Dave Blunt is sacrificing his life just so he can get more views. That's exactly why we're doing a deep dive into Dave Blunt's come-up and his horrifying health issues. How exactly did Dave Blunt get famous in the first place? What's the backstory behind his beef with Snoop Dogg? And is Dave Blunt's battle with drug addiction legit, or is it all a publicity stunt meant to get more attention? We've even done a super thorough analysis on Dave's twisted relationship to Kanye West, including the rumors behind Dave Blunt's writing Ye's most f***ed up songs. How did he become Ye's most controversial inspiration, and why exactly did Dave Blunt accuse Kanye of grooming him? Finally, we're going to take a look at how Dave continues to ignore huge warning signs that might cost him his life and how his own fans might finally be turning on him.
What's your poison of choice?
There's no really like poison of choice. It's more just like laziness. Like I'll just eat and then like chill or like sleep or some shit like that.
So starting from the beginning, where the fuck did Dave Blunt come from? Dave Blunt, aka Davion Blessings, really might be the first rapper to ever be from Utah. Dave was born in Salt Lake City, but he was mostly raised in Davenport, Iowa. The thing was, when Dave was 8 years old, his dad passed away due to a choking incident.
Okay, and it was sort of a weird situation. He choked on some food?
Yeah, that's how he passed away.
Okay, was he like heavy like you or?
No, he was a skinny guy.
He was a skinny guy?
Mm-hmm.
What about your mom?
My mom is also skinny as well.
Dave said he had a class clown reputation as a kid, but that whole thing was a defense mechanism for the darker parts of his childhood. Not only did a young Dave Blunt reportedly grow up in and out of homeless shelters, but drugs were also a huge part of his life. He said he started smoking weed when he was 9 years old, and by the time he hit high school, Dave was selling weed and Xans to his classmates.
So you're getting high off your own supply?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a kid, man. I was a dumbass kid.
Dave also started recording music and posting memes. Dave said he used to go viral just off posting pictures of himself, but that his meme accounts would get banned all the time because of his edgy style of humor. But even though Dave went viral effortlessly, he couldn't get his music career to pop off. After years of failure, Dave considered quitting music completely until he decided to post on TikTok. TikTok made
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Dave Blunt's famous. Not only did he start to get cosigns from Lil Yachty and SZA, but Dave's music also earned comparisons to the late Juice WRLD, who tragically overdosed in 2019. And there's no better point of comparison to Dave and Juice than his viral song, The Cup.
I'm sipping on protein. I can't put down the cup. Can't put down the cup.
Can't put down the cup. I can't put down the cup.
That's just a hit. Like Juice WRLD, Dave Blunt's rapped about addiction, drug use, all that. But he also had some out-of-pocket, crazy-as-hell bars.
That's when I start smoking and picking up bad habits. And I love all my but I promise I'm not a hey.
Dave's lyrics were obviously divisive. Some fans compared his music to classic, shock value-driven comedies like Superbad and Project X. Others felt that Dave was just saying offensive shit just to get attention, especially since he would repeat himself a lot.
And I walk around with a bundle of sticks, so I guess you could say I'm a fan.
You get the gist. Some thought that Dave Blunt was a microwavable meme rapper, while others felt that he was a perfect successor to Juice WRLD's legacy.
And I said, you know, there's no way I'm missing this. Is there any way that I can do the show? And they said, well, if you take oxygen with you, we can okay you to leave the hospital.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, fuck.
And what's crazy is that the moment that made people pay attention to Dave Blunt also made them fear for his life. In December of 2024, Dave was invited to perform at Chicago's 4th annual Juice WRLD Day, which was founded to pay respect towards Juice WRLD's legacy. But Dave's appearance at the festival sparked a massive wave of controversy. In order for Dave to perform, a couch had to be brought on stage at Chicago's United Center. And Dave didn't just spend the majority of his set sitting on the sofa, he was also hooked up to an oxygen tank and could clearly be seen gasping for air. The image of a 500-pound rapper struggling to breathe and move on stage set off a firestorm. Critics weighing in that Dave was, quote, putting his life in danger before our very eyes. Blunt is 23 years old and is believed to be 500 plus pounds. Not only did Dave Blunt look like he was in awful health, but the fact that this was supposed to be a memorial for Juice WRLD, who himself died super young, made the whole thing even darker. One person who was sickened by the very sight of Dave Blunt was none other than Snoop Dogg. When footage of Dave's seated set went viral, Snoop responded on social media by saying, quote, put down the chicken wings and Tata chips, nephew, and that chair gonna break soon. Get to the end of the cup. Dave Blunt took Snoop's criticism personally and ended up crashing out on stage.
Hey, Chicago, do y'all have a problem with me sitting down on this stage?
When Snoop saw Dave Blunt's ranting about him, he decided to take the temper.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You're down a little bit and piece things up.
That was funny. Go ahead, Lord. Homie, I mean, big homie, do your thing, cuz I ain't f***ing with you. Have your fun. I apologize to this nigga. He's still going off on me, cuz. I must be getting old.
But Snoop's criticism wasn't totally unfounded. Dave Blunt was a star on the come up who was offering fans something different from anything they'd ever seen before. And if you heard Dave's music without seeing him, you would have zero idea that he looked the way he did. Here's this charismatic fat dude making emotional songs about lean sipping and saying some of the most out-of-pocket shit you've ever heard. I mean, people literally started calling him the underground Sean Kingston. And while that juxtaposition helps Dave go famous, it also put his life in jeopardy.
Is this some fat shit? Looking up what the cookie is called?
You already bought the cookie, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get any fatter.
The thing is, Dave Blunt suffers from some serious, scary health issues. Not only does Dave have asthma, but he's also revealed that he suffered from heart failure when he was just 23 years old. It was so bad that Dave even said he had to relearn how to walk, and that's obviously why he's sitting down while he's performing. But Dave somehow turned his hospitalization into a prime opportunity to make content. While Dave was laid up, he recorded a song called Hospital Bed while he was literally in the hospital bed.
I was stuck up in a hospital bed. I was trying to get my nurse to give me head. So nasty, she gonna suck it through the catheter.
And honestly, someone's gotta interview Dave Blunt's nurse, cause that shit is crazy. But even though Dave turned his hospitalization into art, it doesn't change the fact that this dude's heart gave out at just 23 years old. That is extremely concerning and set off alarm bells among Dave Blunt's biggest fans. While Dave admitted that he was, quote, lazy and that he eats all the time, his use obviously could play a huge role here.
I don't like sip every day or anything like that, but it's like, do I sip? Quite often, yeah, probably since I was like 16.
At the same time, some fans think Dave's lean sipping persona is actually all fake. In fact, if you go through Dave Blunt's interviews, he's almost always clutching a double cup of styrofoam. But if you look just a little closer, you start to realize that his styrofoam is damn near always empty. In fact, during an appearance on the No Jumper podcast, Dave actually tipped over his double cup and, surprise, there was nothing inside of it. It seems like Dave Blunt's built his whole persona around sipping just so he could play into the image of being a rapper. And obviously that's controversial for a host of reasons. Not only could he be misleading and influencing fans into making them think that sipping is cool, but it also means that Dave's backstory could completely be fabricated. The thing is, whether Dave Blunt's lean sippage is legit or not, his health issues are definitely real. He's made numerous viral posts from hospital beds, including pictures of him devouring a cake that is
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
His management team sent over when he hit 1 million views. Motherfuckers trying to kill him, bro. Take him off the planet. It's a f***ed up manager. And honestly, the last thing this man needs is a cake while he's in the hospital. No shade, but come on. Like, yo.
I played him my album and he loved it. You know, he just said he wanted me to write his whole album.
But the most disturbing twist of Dave Blunt's career might be his relationship to Kanye West. In February of 2025, Dave linked up with Ye and instantly became a major creative influence on his music. Ye essentially elevated Dave to become his number one collaborator on his then upcoming album, WW3. Now, back in the day, becoming Ye's go-to muse would be like the crowning achievement of a rapper's career. But by the time Dave Blunt came into the picture, Ye's reputation had tanked hard. He'd gone from being an iconic creative genius to an isolated Hitler-worshipping pariah, and Dave only seemed to make Kanye's Sierra that much worse. WW3 dropped in summer of 2025, and it was unanimously seen as the biggest disaster of Kanye's career. Not only was there KKK-themed cover art, but Ye eventually renamed the album Cuck. Then he renamed it Cuck with three Ks, and then he renamed it In a Perfect World just months later. The crazy thing about it is that Dave Blunt wrote the whole album. And when you listen to the content, it doesn't have to just be Dave Blunt's signature shock value bars. It's also easily the most disturbing music Ye had ever recorded. I'm talking about songs like Hitler, Ye Jesus, and yes, there's even a song called Gas Chambers. If Ye and Dave praising Hitler wasn't enough, there's also a song called Cousins, which was apparently the first song Dave wrote for Ye. The song is about Kanye's incestuous, super f***ed up relationship with his cousin when he was a kid. Ye previously admitted to performing role on his cousin as a child, and he apparently needed Dave Blunt's assistance to turn this experience into a song. And let me tell you, Dave wrote some bars for Ye. That's just so hard, bro. Dave's link up with Ye was way more controversial than anything that came before. While Dave's earlier music dabbled in shock rap, this was easily on a whole nother level. And since Ye was openly on his Nazi shit before Dave joined the picture, Dave deciding to work with him seems like the absolute worst form of clout chasing. Some people even accuse Dave of taking advantage of Kanye. Ye's own health struggles are very well documented, from his public battles with mental illness to his alleged addiction to nitrous. All of a sudden, Dave Blunt was a major creative force behind Ye's new album, and he was happily writing songs like Hitler. Rumors started circulating that Dave Blunt was Kanye's new puppet master, and he was essentially masterminding Ye's.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Sorry, visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Dark turn into making f***ed up music.
My contribution to the album. This isn't about me, Dave Blunt. This is Ye. This is about his album and him and all that.
But then Dave accused Ye of grooming him. On September 12th of 2025, Dave Blunt publicly shared his DMs with Ye. Quote, Ye, I can no longer continue to work on this album and I'm going on my own journey and it does not align with what you want me to do. I appreciate the opportunity, but respectfully, I'm out. Ye's response was, okay, thank you. What parts that didn't align? And to that, Dave responded, you are very lost. Please find God. Dave later clarified that he and Kanye were no longer collaborating. Quote, stop asking me about Ye music. I don't work with dude anymore. I'm on my own path. Just days later, an anti-Ye diss track from Dave Blunt leaked online. The song called Tired of Being Groomed featured Dave reflecting on his relationship to Kanye.
Kanye West, he made me diss the Jews. Don't speak it out, this shit's my truth. I'm so sick and tired of being groomed.
Apologizing for becoming a Nazi.
No, I don't support Hitler. Hating Jews, that is not me. So I'm sorry, I became a Nazi.
And mocking Kanye for topping his cousin.
7 years old, used to have problems breathing. 7 years old, you were sucking on. 7 years old, you were swallowing.
But while Dave was running around blaming Ye for, quote, grooming him, fans weren't so convinced. If anything, it seemed like Dave wrote songs like Hitler for clout and then decided to fall back and diss Ye when it was clear that people didn't f*** with him going full Nazi. It also kind of seemed like a bitch move that Dave wrote a song like Cousins and then dissed Kanye for making that same song. Like, you literally wrote the song for him. Dave's team up with Ye took his career to a new low, and the grooming accusations really couldn't save him. After all, a 600-pound lean-sipping rapper accusing a bipolar billionaire of grooming, it's just, things don't add up. The ironic thing is, Ye might have actually helped Dave Blunts like nobody else before. It turns out that Ye was one of the people encouraging Dave Blunts to live healthier. He even connected Dave to his own personal trainer. Ye even seemed to realize just how dangerous Dave's lifestyle was because he literally texted him, quote, "We need you to stay alive." There's even footage out there of Dave working out in the gym and trying to make a change for himself, but now that Dave and Ye have parted ways, it's an open question on if he'll keep taking his health seriously or if he'll fall back into old habits. Some fans speculate that between his alleged drug abuse and morbid obesity, Dave Blunts might not live past the age of 30, and it's highly likely that his addiction to clout chasing only makes things worse. At this point, fans still aren't sure if they're ready to forgive Dave Blunts for this Hitler era. Besides accusing Dave of selling his soul for a bag, fans also don't want to see their favorite artist pass.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Away super young. And that's left the Dave Blunts fan base super divided. Should they keep supporting an artist who's actively killing themselves, or should they stop egging on Dave Blunt's insanely self-destructive behavior? Probably the second one, to be honest. Throughout his very short career, David relied on controversy and shock value to go viral. But now he's at a crossroads. He can either keep clout farming his way to an early grave or try to turn things around. Will Dave Blunt survive his brush with fame, or is it already too late?
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.